From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Roswell police continue their investigation into a shooting late Thursday night. Roswell police spokesperson Todd Wildermuth has more.
There was a shooting in which someone got shot outside of a restaurant brewery, but the injuries were not life-threatening.
And no one has been arrested yet in the shooting. A Hobbs man and a Lovington woman are facing carjacking and assault charges that occurred on June the 16th. According to Hobbs police, officers were dispatched to the 600 block of Broadway in reference to an aggravated assault and unlawful taking of a motor vehicle. Reports indicate that 36-year-old Joseph Olivos of Hobbs and 35-year-old Amber Arona of Lovington were allegedly involved in someone placing a knife to a victim's throat and stealing their vehicle. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced on Friday that all remaining pandemic-related public health restrictions on commercial and day-to-day activity in the state will be lifted on July the 1st. That means that restaurants and other venues may operate without any capacity limits and for cities to plan in-person 4th of July celebrations and other summer festivals. The goal of the state health department and the governor wanted at least 60% of residents 16 and older to be vaccinated 2 weeks ahead of the reopening. As of Thursday, vaccination stood at 59.4%. On Friday, the state of New Mexico selected four $250,000 winners in the state's Vax2 VMAX sweepstakes, and one of those winners is from Rio Doso. A cash sweepstakes was funded by a federal stimulus as an incentive to encourage COVID-19 vaccinations. KS Industries, a pipeline contractor in Carlsbad, was one of the employers that participated in the MTD Radio Job Fair on Saturday in Carlsbad. HR specialist Nicole Cameron believes the recruitment ad through MTD Radio W105 prior to the job fair was responsible for bringing traffic to their booth.
We ran a radio ad 4 weeks prior to the job fair just to start trying to get application. And we accept applications in person and online. That advertising on the radio, we got actually a flood of applicants online.
And then on Saturday, they spoke with several potential applicants. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.